So how did you feel the first time you read the script of Convergence?
I was very, very excited. It's actually an interesting story. Jenny and I have been collaborating on the play for, I think, about a year now. It was actually, we worked on another play together called Harlow, which she did as her Columbia thesis or master's process in, it was about a year back. And we just really enjoyed working together and wanted to collaborate on something. And she'd known I'd done Monster and Solanova a few years back. So we started coming together and coming up with some ideas for a play. And I guess as the months progressed, Jenny was writing more and more drafts and with the script, and it just got more and more exciting. And the subject matter was just so fascinating to me. And I think with 2012, it was incredibly pertinent and just became a very interesting character that I latched onto.
Okay, I mean, this seems like a very, very hard, you know, topic to nail down with just one person. Can you just give us a little, like, background on the plot? And then, I mean, how did you get it done by yourself on stage?
Yeah, for sure. I totally agree. So basically, without doing any spoiler alerts, right?
Yes.
The play is about a man who's is torn between two sides to himself, which I think a lot of people are, between math and maybe faith and like science and religion, and he's really, really torn up about it. It starts back before the play even begins, where his mother has a severe cancer that he doesn't think she's going to survive, and it really tears him up, obviously. And she's a devout Christian, and he decides that he's going to become devout and makes an agreement with God that if she survives, then he'll become a devout believer in God and religion and Christianity. So she survives, and he does so. But he also has this mind for math that is completely fascinated. His father was also a mathematician. Becomes completely fascinated in math, and he has a really keen taking towards it. So he sort of has like this passion towards math, where he has sort of almost a fear-oriented desire to associate himself with God because of what happened with his mother. So everything that this happens in this guy's life is sort of spun off of these two things that he feels very strongly about. And I guess the basic story is that he has this family, and he has a wife and these two daughters, and he reinterprets the Bible, as I think a lot of people have done in the last few years with the end times supposing to come.
Mm-hmm.
And he reinterprets the Bible to think that the end of days is coming, and he makes some pretty rash decisions, and we're now experiencing in the room the fallout of what he's done. So we basically see his mind decipher what he's done, literally decipher what he's done through his calculations in math and through his re-understanding of God's word and Jesus as the Lord and Savior coming during the end of days. So how we achieved it with one person is that we're sort of looking at these facets of his mind, and we're using video and film from imagery of his family to sort of get that image across. It was sort of, we were debating whether or not I should be playing the wife and the kids as I've sort of done traditionally in other shows.
Mm-hmm.
But I think it was a lot more chilling to experience without learning anything. But it was a lot more chilling to experience voices of young girls and imagery of an actual woman and watch the solo performer experience these instances. I think that's it. I really am trying not to ruin it for your audience. It's a really fascinating play with a lot of really cool twists and things. So I'm trying to without ruining anything. But it is really fascinating and it's interesting. And what I was so interested in is when in 2011 there was a William Camping. I don't know if you know him.
But
So he basically said that the world was coming to the end, and there were people that like gave hundreds of thousands of dollars and waited in Times Square, and there's like footage on YouTube you can look up of someone waiting for it, and there's all these other people around him that are, I guess, tourists or New Yorkers or whatever, that watch him experience the end of days like coming and not happening and then the fallout. And I just thought it was so fascinating. So many people are interested in this 2011, 2012 biblical or Mayan or whatever. And I think it's just a general point of concern that people might be interested in whether or not the world's going to end. And I think that that's what sort of what'll associate our audience with this particular story.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of people that I spoke to were really fascinated. As we were developing the story, a lot of people were really fascinated with, you know, someone's perspective on what happens when it didn't happen in 2011, for example. We don't know what's going to happen in 2012, supposedly, but in 2011, you know, people were really let down and made some really harsh moves that ruined and affected their lives and their loved ones and everyone around them. And that's what this play's about.
What was it like to work with Kyle Vidette as a director?
Yeah, Kala is fantastic. She's really an inspired director. She works with a company that she runs called Sightline with a lot of equally inspired and talented theater artists. And I had worked with her initially in a play called Hold Music that was part of Women's Center Stage at the Culture Project and had just a wonderful time. We really work well together. She gives me a lot of freedom, and we have a lot of fun. We have a good relationship and a strong bond and friendship. So when Jenny was putting this play together, and it was just like becoming more and more evident about how strong the work was going to be, I immediately thought of Kala because I just associated that she would bring a really strong technical team and also our great working relationship together. And we're in rehearsal process right now. I think that's going to be a premiere, so it's never been seen before. And it's very exciting, I think, in that sense. So it's been excellent working with Kelly.
Is there anything else that you want to tell our listeners about the production to kind of entice them to come see it?
So there's two things that are really excellent about this play. One is the story. It's traditional, very interesting story about a person, family, and the decisions you make. And as I started, was talking about the subject matter, it's quite fascinating if you're interested at all in what's to come or end days and maybe this particular perspective and watching someone deal with making the worst decision of his life, then this is good. It's also very entertaining, and there's some comedic moments in it, and so you can sort of enjoy the entertainment value of it. There's also this particularly inspired group of artists that's come together to create an amazing soundscape. Set is very provocative. The filmmaking is amazing. It really is gives you quite a guttural effect and allows you into the mind of this guy. So if you want really a well-rounded production along with what I'm working extremely hard to be a great performance and terrific directing and a stellar script, I would suggest that this is a good play to come see, and I'd love for you to come in and check out the work.